Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice.
The following audio clip is a consultation with Adrian, who has an anal fissure.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Come in.
Hello, Dr. Well, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Adrian.
Nice to catch up with you.
Oh, goodness, good to speak to you. I've had a call coming for an emergency thing.
I'm looking pain.
I've got a problem with me backside again, okay. And I don't know whether I've prolapsed or not.
Oh dear, tell me more.
Well, I've been struggling with a pile for, well, I think I had a thing here about 3 or 4 years ago, didn't I? Where
yeah.
I had a look and I had the anal fissure. And I had a pile come down. I've used Anisol for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was away yesterday with work. And something happened, but I got a pain, a serious pain in me behind. And from that, I think some more has descended. So might be worst case, but I need somebody to have a look at it, please.
Okay. It might be worst case.
Yes, but obviously I couldn't really see, and I was...
No, okay. So you're thinking it's probably a pile come down,
right,
or a fissure or something like that.
Yes.
Was there anything else that was on your mind? When you use the words worst case, I'm thinking...
Well, I looked, you know, the way people do.
Yeah, and what
I was
did you come across?
What the hell was that, you know, because I was at the point of crying sort
yeah,
of thing.
Okay. Did you see anything?
I don't know whether what I could see, maybe one side of my rectum or my anus is
swollen.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's helpful to know, okay. And what was going through your mind?
Well, what's caused it for one thing,
yeah.
But I don't know whether, you know, it said to use Anisol for 7 days only, whether that's softened up and some more's happened.
Okay, let me clarify things if that's okay. So you've previously had an anal fissure, but that was about 3 years ago.
Yes.
You've also had a bit of a pile before.
Yes.
That went away completely. And then what you've had for a week, maybe 2 weeks, if you've had something else going on new down there.
Yes.
But it's all around the backside area.
Yes, it is.
But it's been agony for a week.
It's been agony it's been painful for probably about a week. And then yesterday it really hurt.
And I can see it's difficult for you to sit down.
Yes.
Can I check, is there anything else going on? Was there some other issue with planning to race today, or was it just that?
No, just this.
Okay.
So, because obviously it's difficult to sit down, and I was in some pain last night, like a shooting pain.
Got you. Okay, that's helpful to know. Worst fear? Have you got any?
I looked at the pictures of prolapse, and obviously what I can see, I don't know whether it's just swollen or whether I've done something.
You want to make sure you don't have a rectal prolapse.
Yes.
Okay, so that's one of the things that was on your mind.
Yeah.
Well, did Google come up with anything else?
No, I think
really.
It's getting myself I looked into what piles were, and everybody, you know, with smartphones, everyone's a doctor.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know, it feels like worse than...
Okay.
The pile. I did make an appointment for Monday.
Okay.
But
you had to come today because it's so much more painful.
Yeah, the ability to sit down properly is...
Great. I'm sure we can help you with that. Okay.
Okay.
Have you spoken to anyone else? I mean, obviously you've done your Google search and you've found a few pictures. Have you spoken to anyone else to try and...
No, I hadn't.
No, okay.
I came up from here. I was away yesterday and obviously it was quite a trouble driving.
So it's not easy for you to get here and you've been travelling a bit. Just to remind me what you do.
I sell some service engineers work. So I'm a salesman for service engineers.
Spending a lot of time in the car and travel around the country a lot from the sound of things. And this is stopping you doing your job because you can't sit on your backside for any prolonged period of time.
Yeah, it's
that's helpful. So that's the impact it's having on your life as well.
Yes.
Okay. Any theories about where it's come from? Why it's happened to you now?
No, I guess you just get to that age, don't you?
You think it might be age-related?
Yes, maybe, yeah. I mean, basically, spicy food and stuff like that. I like curries and chilies, unfortunately.
Okay. So you're wondering whether that might have been a trigger for it. Okay.
Yes.
Was there anything else on your mind?
No.
Not really?
No,
okay.
Just this.
And with coming here today, did you have any particular thoughts about what you were hoping I would do for you?
At least give us a diagnosis and put my mind at rest and look then towards what we're going to do to remedy it.
Okay, that makes sense. And also take some of that pain away if we can.
I mean, if it's painkillers, then obviously I was away yesterday and, you know, you look and you say, okay, but is aspirin the way to do it, or
we can come to a decision between us as to what's going to be most effective for you. Okay.
Yeah.
In terms of making that all safe for you, you're still trying to be at work at the moment, are you?
Yes, I am. I am still at work. But
so it's important that we give you something that allows you to do that safely. Yeah.
Yes.
You've got no holidays. You've not got any leave time or anything like that in the pipeline.
No, I hadn't planned to. But
domestic arrangements. You live at home with your wife
and kids.
And kids. How old are your kids now?
21, 15, and 11.
Okay. No. Do I need to know anything more about you in terms of your risk of problems with your bowels, or any reason why you might be prone to getting piles or fissures or anything like that?
I know my dad was susceptible to them, but that's about it. And
yeah, okay. So you have never had anything serious going on, but he did have tears in his backside and
he did.
And piles.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's helpful.
So now I had one, as I say, I can't see you.
Your weight's been steady?
Yeah.
We don't see you very much, generally your health has been good, yeah.
Yes.
And your weight's clearly, you're of a good body mass index. You don't look as if you're overweight or underweight.
I mean, we do the health checks at work and things like that. So.
And your blood pressure's all been fine.
Yes.
You're not a smoker, not a big drinker.
I drink a fair amount. But
yeah. Do you mind me asking a bit more about that?
I have a couple of pints a night. So
every night? Okay.
It's how I class myself as finishing work. But otherwise I'd work through the night.
Okay. I mean, are you aware of the government's current recommendations in terms of alcohol consumption?
Yes, I am.
Is there any way you could see your way to maybe having two or three alcohol-free nights a week?
Possibly,
is that viable?
Yeah, as okay. I say, the way that I finish my working day is I close the laptop and then head off to the pub for a couple of pints. And then
alcohol's not had any ill effects to you just yet, though?
No.
No, and you're not aware of it being a particular problem to other people that you know about?
No, okay. But as I say, it's just my way of saying, okay, work's over now, and then...
Yeah. Two pints a night every night.
Yeah.
So we're talking about kind of 28 units a week, aren't we?
Yeah, which is
so
more
that's probably
than
double the safe limits.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to focus on your bowels today and this lump or bump.
Yes.
Okay. Brilliant. If you want to slip your jacket off, I'm going to check your weight first of all.
All right. I've got my work shoes on. So.
No lumps or bumps anywhere else then?
No. I actually played a game of football for the Durban District Premier League the other week and did it quite well. I'll take my shoes off because they weigh about half a ton.
Okay. All right. So activity-wise, you're quite active still. You're able to still put 90 minutes on the clock.
I guess there was a kid there who was 17, so it was probably like so.
93. Okay. If you want to lie yourself up on the couch.
Yeah.
First of all, just going to have a feel of your tummy, so you lie on your back if you're comfortable to do that.
Yeah.
You're a tall chap, aren't you?
Yeah.
So 93 is not an unusual
number. No.
Just loosen your belt, that'd be great.
Yeah, I think so.
Head down on the pillow, that's lovely. So no lumps down below on your testicles are okay, everything's working all right down.
Yes.
Yeah. If we turn you onto your side, so you're facing towards the wall, you're kind of used to this because we've done it before, haven't
we? Yes, we have.
Just bring your pants down at the back, that'd be great.
Can do. Sorry to put you through this again.
No. Needs to be done, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Knees up towards your tummy.
Oh,
so you've got not a true pile, but a sentinel pile. And it's exquisitely tender, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, that's helpful to know. We'll see what you can tolerate, but it may be that it's a bit too sore for you to examine fully at the moment, just because this is so fresh. Agony, all right. So at the back of your anal passage there, you've got a really fresh anal fissure, a tear, as you say, and then you've got a very tender area, which is your sentinel pile there as well.
Right.
I'm not going to manage to put my finger any further up. I don't think we need to.
Okay.
If that's okay with you, but I'm going to make some recommendations for treatment for you.
Right.
If you want to put yourself back together, all right. We'll just go through what the options are that might help you at this stage.
Oh, so it wasn't a prolapse, then?
It's not a prolapse. No, it's not a prolapse at all.
Right. Is it swollen? Because it feels like...
It's swollen because of the tear.
Right.
And usually what happens with these is that you tear when you defecate. So when you're passing a big stool or a hard stool, it's coming out too quickly, then it rips the backside.
Right.
And then as a consequence of that, when it's ripped, it's like a paper cut. just a tiny little sore that's there, and your anus is going into spasm, and I can't even get my finger comfortably in there without causing you agony. So I'm not going to, I'd be in danger of making you faint if I did that. So I'm not going to put you through that. So what we're going to do is to give you enough relief from that to allow us to carry on treating it. So there's no rectal prolapse. What a rectal prolapse is a big beefy red thing that comes down, and you would know the difference between that and this. But this is just on one margin of the anus. You've just got an area of swelling, which is linked to the inflammation that you've got caused by the tear. Very straightforward. The options that we have to help you with this, oftentimes when it's so painful and it's so difficult to get you to pass stool at the moment, it's important that we soften your poo. So I would suggest we give you something that's going to be effective in terms of making your poo soft. The options you've got are Laxedo, which works quite well, is a bit more reliable. Or if it was just something really mild that you wanted and you preferred to go for something like Bisacodyl, that would be reasonable as well. So maybe Movicol, which is Laxedo. So it's a sachet that you take once or twice a day just to make sure that your stool's coming and it's not hard when you you go. These can take a while to fully heal. But we usually will get the worst of that pain under control quite quickly with the options that we're going to suggest. But because it's so sore at the moment, I'm going to suggest a couple of things for you. With so much spasm, it's often worthwhile using a local ointment. And one of the ointments that's as good as anything and less likely to cause any side effects is an ointment called diltiazem. So it's a treatment that you just put on the outside of your anus. And you put that on as often as you need. We usually recommend three times a day, but whenever the spasm's there and you've got that. It feels as if you're clenching your buttocks together. Then use that regularly. And you almost certainly won't have any side effects, and hopefully that will relieve that spasm quite well. It's also it's also probably worthwhile giving you something inside your anus. Now, I quite often, if the pain's not quite so bad, would recommend that we use something like clotrimazole, because it's kind of antibacterial and anti-yeast, and it encourages the healing process. But because you've got so much inflammation and soreness there, it might be worthwhile temporarily giving you something that's got a steroid in it. But it's not easy for you to get ointment up there, so maybe if we give you just a small suppository to put up in your backside, and you can do that every time you defecate, you put another one up there for the next few days until we've got on top of things. Does that make sense?
Stops crying on the toilet like this morning, no, will it?
And you can buy over-the-counter clotrimazole cream for when this is getting better to so that's an anti-yeast treatment. It's what we use usually for thrush.
Understood.
So that's a worthwhile option. And ultimately, if we're not making any headway with this, and sometimes it takes a while for these to heal, I don't know what your experience was last time when you got it.
It was probably 2 or 3 months, I think.
So if it's taking as long as that and not healing and not getting going in the right direction, then what we do is we tend to ask a surgeon to treat you with Botox. Not in your face, but around your bum. And the reason that that works well is it also relaxes that muscle. And that lasts for several months. But there is a small danger with doing that we're going to make you leak, but it would be a temporary problem because the Botox paralyzes the muscle around your backside, but only very temporarily. So that's another option if it's not healing. Okay. It might be helpful for you to read up a bit more about the nature of an anal fissure. So patient.info is a reasonably good source of information about that sort of thing. Have you got any questions at this point?
No, I'm fine. What was worrying was the fact that I didn't know what it was. But obviously, sitting there crying on the toilet is something which is not...
Well, let's get on top of the pain, but if you're not happy with the options that we've discussed already and we're not hitting the mark in terms of relieving the pain, then get back to me straight away and we'll go through something else that might be helpful for you. Okay. So I'm going to give you several treatments because it's so painful for you. I'm going to give you the Laxedo with the sachets for you to dissolve in water and to take a couple of times a day, probably to keep your bowels soft and going. We're going to give you diltiazem ointment that you put around the outside of your backside, and you use that to relieve the spasm in your backside, and that would probably be quite a useful treatment for that. And you're going to have something for the short term to pop it inside your backside just to allow that to heal and for the swelling and the irritation and inflammation to come down. And that's got a steroid in it.
Yes.
So I tend to use a suppository called Sheriproct.
Right.
But they're all much of a muchness, these types of things.
Right.
And they usually allow that to settle down the inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So if we speak on the phone again in a week's time, just to make sure you're happy that we're going in the right direction, or if you're not getting any relief from the pain, then you give me a telephone call.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want any? Do you want to clarify anything?
No, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. It's as I said, it feels at the minute like I'm sitting on a probably an orange or something like that.
Yeah. Oh God.
So, a big painful orange, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's tiny, the amount of swelling that you've got there, and it's certainly not a rectal prolapse, but usually a rectal prolapse looks like a really beefy, swollen area, and it's usually the whole of the rectum. You kind of get a kind of great big globule of red that comes down.
Right.
So if you're not too worried about it, then you can always get your wife to have a look at it just to confirm what's going on there, take a picture to confirm what's going on.
Okay.
And if you then think, oh, I wonder if that could be a prolapse, then we'll see you urgently.
Right.
Because it's important to get those back up again.
Yes.
But it doesn't sound like you're prone to getting that sort of thing. You've had this before, it's the same thing again, basically.
Right, okay, just a lot more pain. Maybe I'm a little softer in the old age.
No, I don't think so. This is just a very painful condition when it's as bad as it is. Because it took so long for it to heal last time, I'm going to give you a plentiful supply of the Laxedo.
Right. Okay. Should I change my diet a little bit?
What do you think?
Yeah, you're going to say yeah.
Well, I think it's a good idea for you to be having soluble fibre in your diet. So that's worthwhile exploring what is meant by soluble fibre in your diet. Is your diet an issue?
No, not really. I mean, typically, you know, if I'm eating in a pub or a hotel, I tend to say, oh, well, I'll have a curry or a chili. Or I tend to not necessarily eat steaks because, you know, steaks and stuff like that tend to, I guess, add quite a bit to your weight, particularly at eating that time of night. Yeah, I guess.
So there is evidence that eating 5 pieces of fruit or veg a day is worthwhile.
Yes.
There's also good evidence that eating cereals is good for your health as well.
Right.
Porridge is a good healthy meal as well for your breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If your blood pressure was an issue, then we tend to recommend flaxseed or linseed.
Uh-huh.
Those are good evidence-based treatments to protect your bowel as well as to protect your blood pressure as well.
Okay.
That's the first thing. So the second thing is the deltazine cream that you're going to put to the outside of your anus as often as you like. I've just said here 3 times a day, but you can, whenever the spasm's there, just use it. And you're unlikely to have any significant side effects. You might get some local flushing there, but it's designed to relax the backside muscle that's too tight.
And it gives you an idea of how much to put on?
Just be generous with it.
Okay.
Trial and error really will help you figure out how much you need to use, I think.
Yeah.
But usually, if you put enough on your finger so that you see just a short line on your finger, and then give that a rub around the whole of your anus on the outside, doesn't need to go inside at all.
Right.
And we're going to also give you the Sheriproct as well, suppositories.
Okay.
Providing they're available in the pharmacy, and they usually are. And you can use these as often as you want to, at least once a day.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's worthwhile popping one last thing on a night.
Yes.
So that at least it's staying there as long as it can stay there. Particularly since we're giving you Laxedo, that's going to make you go a bit more frequently. So at least once a day.
Okay.
You can use them several times a day if you need to. So we're going to touch base again in a week's time.
Okay, cool.
But if you're not happy with your pain relief within the next couple of days, then give one of us a call and we'll give you some further advice.
Okay.
You still able to work?
Yes.
Sure.
Oh,
well, safely?
I can always work standing up.
So. Okay. If you need any help in that regard, let me know. Right.
Let's just position the laptop on the filing cabinet.
Yeah. All right. Keep in touch. Let me know how you're getting on. Okay.
I appreciate it.
No trouble.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Ring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.